odds are good that a chickadee will visit your property this winter. Universally considered cute, the chubby little chickadee has an oversized round head, a short neck, a tiny body, and a curiosity about everything, including humans. Its quickness in discovering bird feeders make it one of the first birds most of us learn. More than likely, you probably know of the most widespread of North America's seven species of chickadees, the black-capped chickadee. But in nearly all of Maryland's counties, you are far more likely to see its cousin, the Carolina chickadee. This chickadee lives in the bottom half of the Chesapeake Bay watershed, from southern Pennsylvania to Virginia year-round. Famous American ornithologist, naturalist, and painter John James Audubon named this bird while he was visiting South Carolina. Carolina chickadees are the only species of chickadee in the Southeast. They live south of Maryland and west of us to just about the midpoint of Texas. They prefer deciduous and mixed deciduous coniferous forests, swamps, riverbanks, open woods, and parks. But you'll also see quite a few of these adaptable little birds in suburban and urban areas, too. Approachable and inquisitive, the Carolina chickadee has a distinctive spherical body shape, but its tail is fairly long and narrow. It looks very much like its black-capped relative, with a dark, hat-shaped spot atop its head, an inky black bib, gray back and wings, a whitish face, and buff undersides. It is just a smidge smaller than its cousins, coming in at 4.5 inches across. Because they don't migrate, I've always been intrigued by the ability of these tiny birds to survive, even on the most frigid of days, like during last weekend's cold snap. For all of their cherubic appearance, chickadees are no wimps. In winter, when the temperature drops, chickadees survive by holing themselves up in the small cavity of a tree. Often, it's a hole left behind by a woodpecker. They are one of a few kinds of American birds that lower their body temperatures to the point of hypothermia into a state called torpor. During this time, they are awake, but unresponsive, and they can stay this way conserving energy for up to 15 hours. Once temperatures become milder, you'll see them again at feeders looking for sunflower seeds, peanut chips, and suet. In the winter, the Carolina chickadee's diet is about half plant, like seeds, half animal, like suet. But the rest of the year, up to 90% of the diet is animal-based. They prefer insects and spiders. They comically glean bugs from around foliage and beneath tree bark, often acrobatically hanging upside down to do so. Interestingly, chickadees also store food for later. Studies on some species have revealed that chickadees are able to replace old neurons with new ones. Scientists presume that this helps them remember food cache locations. Essentially, chickadees have brains like a computer hard drive. They wipe out old memories and use that space to store new information about current snack geography. Chickadees need a lot of those stored insects to rear their babies. To raise just one clutch of chickadee hatchlings, the parents will need to provide more than 5,000 insects. And they overwhelmingly prefer that those insects be native, meaning that they exist naturally in our area. In 2015, a 3-year research project by the Smithsonian Migratory Bird Center culminated its study of chickadees and food availability. The team looked at 100 breeding sites in our region and found that although native and non-native plants seem to host similar numbers of insects, our native trees support more of the right kinds of caterpillars birds need to feed their young. So if you'd like to see more Carolina chickadees next winter, be sure to plant native trees and shrubs this spring that will attract the native insects our baby birds crave. You can learn more about Carolina chickadees and our area's other great native birds by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.